Listening Library presents Olivia Kidney and the Exit Academy by Ellen Potter. Read for you by Tara Sands. Chapter 1. Olivia Kidney's suitcase was made of a tired-looking green and white striped canvas with a zipper that didn't close all the way and a rip beginning to widen along its seam. She probably should have thrown it away, but it had moved her in and out of many apartments over the years, and she felt sort of attached to it. At the moment, it was bulging with nearly all of her belongings, and she was struggling to haul it up the L-shaped front steps of a grim-looking brownstone building. "I don't like it," she said. In her other hand, she was gripping an old wooden toolbox.
"You always say that in the beginning," her father, George Kidney, replied.
It was true. Olivia always hated the feeling of being in a new home and of not knowing what sort of place it was. But her father was constantly being fired from his jobs as building superintendent, so they had to keep moving. It wasn't that George Kidney didn't try to do a good job. It was just that he wasn't very good at the job that he did. At the last apartment building, when he attempted to fix the broken faucet in someone's bathtub, the water came gushing out in torrents. The whole apartment and the five apartments below that one were flooded. George was fired the very next day. Olivia gazed up at the brownstone warily. "It looks like it wants us to go away and leave it alone," she said. The building was four stories high, with tall windows. Some of the windows that